Hello and welcome to the Monday, August 12th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Bethesda, Maryland. In diaries today, Boyan wrote up an interesting incident that came in from one of our readers. The reader did detect a lot of outbound traffic going to an odd IP address. 111, 111, 111, 111. Certainly looked sort of artificial. So the reader did a Google search and ended up with a pastebin post that included a somewhat obfuscated, but not really all that much obfuscated, PHP script, and Boyan now also, Alex, our web developer, helped a little bit with that, did analyze this particular script that was found here. Now, this script apparently does launch an attack against a social networking or chat website called xat.com. That particular website mostly offers online chat around gaming and such. So what this script does is it essentially harvests users' information from the site. But in order to be not so easy detectable, it goes through a number of proxies. Sadly, we don't have the list of proxies that was not recovered in this case, but the default proxy that it uses, the default IP address, is this 111 address. So if it can't find this particular script, this particular configuration file with all the proxy information, then it will just connect over and over to this particular IP address. As Boyan points out, the reader here did his homework. He did certainly pay attention to his traffic and noted this anomaly with the 111, 111, 111 traffic. And as usual, if you have odd traffic like this and we can write about it, we always appreciate helping people figuring these things out. Of course, not always will we have an answer. Sometimes it's just odd traffic. But let's take a look at other news. And here we have something from the Android world that is kind of interesting. And it's Android's implementation of secure random in Java. In Java, you typically have two random number functions. One is called random and one is called secure random. Now, random should only be used sort of for entertainment purposes. It's very cheap, very fast, but not very random at all. So if you want to do anything really random, like creating cryptographic keys or even session IDs, you're probably better off using secure random. However, it turns out that on Android, that function has not been implemented correctly, and the random numbers that it generates are not all that random, and there are quite a few collisions if you do create keys using this random number function. Now, sadly, the Bitcoin wallet on Android does use secure random to create its secret key. And due to the collisions that happen, that key is not as secure as it should be. And apparently, this weakness has been used by others to brute force secret keys and then steal the user's wallet. If you are affected by this, a new version of the Bitcoin wallet is no longer using secure random. Instead, it uses the defurandom device directly, which apparently works better on Android. If you do install a new version of the Bitcoin wallet, of course, you have to create a new key and then essentially move your balance to the new key, which should be possible. And if you're into malware analysis, you'll enjoy a post by Stephen Kay to the Xilibox blog that analyzes some recent point-of-sales malware. We have mentioned this in the podcast and on the website a couple times that one of the targets of attackers tends to be point-of-sale systems. Either they're badly secured, where someone could just essentially log in remotely using some some well-known username and password, or a user on the system, which, well, essentially a PC, is tricked into running a malicious application. Of course, once the attacker is on a point of sale system, they typically have access to credit card data and such that's being swiped on that particular cash register. Probably the write-up is of most interest to reverse analysts because it's very detailed. It's not necessarily the greatest story. It shows sort of all the little code snippets and what they do in this particular malware sample. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.